music of Maurice Ravel, Alborada del Gracioso, or Morning Song of the Jester. To get us going this morning, that was Jorge Federico Osorio, pianist, here on Kansas Public Radio. We have a couple of requests this morning and a brand new recording. In fact, it's not even out until August. Paul Jacobs, the great organist, is soloist in the Horatio Parker Organ Concerto. So glad you're listening to classical music this morning with me. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. And reminding you, it's the Quiet Drive. And it's been a little quiet this morning. We've had two donations in the 7 o'clock hour during morning edition. So here are the updated numbers as this week closes out the fiscal year at KU and for KPR. Out of the $25,000 challenge, we still have this money to match your pledge, $17,215. So that's 29 donors who have given $7,785. And thank you so much. So many interesting people have pledged, retired college professors, people with 30 years in the theater, high school teacher, debate coach. Thank you so much to everybody who's already pledged. And we're talking to you, I guess, if you have not. We are in a bit of a squeeze in this last week of the fiscal year, and if we raise this additional $17,215, things will roll over much, much better. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music also comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence with heirloom quality furniture by Acornness, Copeland, Cisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. Now a request from the string bass studio at Emporia State University, headed up by Professor Riley Day. Here is a grand duo for string bass. We'll hear Edgar Meyer along with Joshua Bell on KPR. A Romance Between a Low Voice and a High Voice. That was by Giovanni Battesini, the grand duo Passione Amorosa. For string bass, violin, and orchestra, that was Hugh Wolf and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra with Josh Bell, violin, and Edgar Meyer, double bass. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR news and classical music. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and always through kansaspublicradio.org. Next, music requested by Carissa. We'll hear the beautiful duet from The Pearl Fishers, the opera by Georges Bizet. Do you enjoy the news, music, and talk on KPR? Help keep the station on the air when you become a sustaining member or upgrading your sustaining membership at kansaspublicradio.org. Private support makes up more than 84% of our operating budget. That's why we turn to you to keep KPR going strong. Help provide this necessary service not only for yourself, but for your community. So classical music is around for free for anybody to listen, especially those who can't contribute at this time. But if there's a certain amount each month that you won't miss, $10 a month, maybe $100 a month, depending on your circumstances, this is the time to be grateful for what you have and sharing it with Kansas Public Radio. You can do so at kansaspublicradio.org. And if calling right now is more convenient, you can do that too. 888-577-5268. Such a wonderful story. In that duet from The Pearl Fishers, two friends meet after being separated for a long time, and they reminisce about how once upon a time they both fell in love with the same woman, a mysterious woman, the veiled priestess of Brahma. And they both decided it was not worth it to be in love with her and to have a rivalry. So they just denounced their feelings for the mysterious woman so they could keep their friendship. So that happens in the first act of The Pearl Fishers. They run into each other, and it's just exploration of memory, loss, and unrequited desire. That was Placido Domingo and Cheryl Milnes and the London Symphony Orchestra for the duet from The Pearl Fishers, Georges Bizet from his 1863 opera, here on KPR. Thank you so much for supporting us in our silent summer drive. We're just keeping on with the music and reminding you that we need your support to end this fiscal year securely. And right now, all gifts will be matched by a group of KPR members, including Kent and Donna Saylor and Michelle Loomis. They'll match your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org. Next is a new recording. We just got it yesterday into your music library here at KPR. And this recording is not even going to be released until August. Let's listen now to the great organist, Paul Jacobs. Maybe you remember in 2019, he came and played with the Kansas City Symphony and just blew everybody away. This is a recording of Paul with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, playing music by a composer who is not played very often and honestly not really remembered, Horatio Parker, who taught for a long time in New Haven, Connecticut, from about 1902. Here's Horatio Parker's Organ Concerto in E-flat minor on KPR. A new recording of Horatio Parker's Organ Concerto in E-flat with Paul Jacobs in the Nashville Symphony Orchestra on Naxos.
Hi there. It's Jeff Watson, your host for Adder, and we need your support to wind up the year in a strong financial position. Make a contribution today at kansaspublicradio.org, and you'll also have your gift matched dollar for dollar.
This is a great time to contribute to Kansas Public Radio. Our fiscal year is ending this week. On Monday, it'll be July 1st. And in order to get the books in order, your gift right now is not only very precious to us and very needed, very necessary, but it'll be matched. So if whatever you give, it'll be matched by a group of generous donors who, like you, believe in what we're doing here to keep classical music strong on the radio. Thank you so much for visiting kansaspublicradio.org or calling 888-577-5268. Gabriel's Oboe after the news. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olesburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. Well, I guess they're rocking out at NPR. That's supposed to be the NPR news right now, but that's all right. Support for news, when we have it on Kansas Public Radio, comes from Sony Pictures Classics presenting Daddy-O, starring Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn. A woman and a cabbie connect and engage in intimate and mysterious conversations during a taxi ride, now playing only in theaters. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts running now through June 29th, 7:30 p.m. each night at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. It's all free and open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. Let's listen next to a recording we made last summer. Anthony Walker, Sunflower Music Festival, and Alex Klein, oboist, for a beautiful theme from The Mission, movie music by Ennio Morricone, now on KPR. We recorded that last summer at the Sunflower Music Festival. That's Gabriel's Oboe. Ennio Morricone wrote that for the film The Mission. It's Anthony Walker, the Sunflower Music Festival, and Alex Klein, oboist, here on Kansas Public Radio. And one of the things you support when you support classical music on the radio is the funds that it takes us to, you know, go to Topeka and make the recording and bring it back and play it for you. And that certainly sounded good. And reminding you that tonight, let's see, let's take a look at the pro. Oh, yes, tonight is a big harp night. It's 7:30 tonight, first, Haydn's First Symphony. It's a year of firsts. And then Mozart's Flute and Harp Concerto with Jennifer Gunn Flute and Rita Costanzi Harp. It'll be great to hear that played live. Then after intermission, Beethoven's First Symphony. It's a free concert tonight. And afterwards, audience members are invited to join the musicians for a post-concert bite and or drink at Ichabod's Grill, which is near the Washburn campus. You can get all the information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. And thank you so much to those of you who have supported us in this silent summer drive. We'll go right on with the best music in the world, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which we're so happy to play because we're so happy that you've supported us by coming to kansaspublicradio.org. And we would love to hear from you also if a phone number is more convenient, 888-577-5268. And thank you so much to those who gave yesterday. So many interesting people. We heard from Brenda Clary, Elijah Etienne, Noel Walters, M.J. Willoughby, Jeffrey Allen, Eric Panny, Galen Dale, Judy Lindquist, and thank you so much also to Richard Givens. Thank you to everyone who's contributing, and I'd like to read your name on the air, too. You can visit kansaspublicradio.org. Well, here is Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. We don't have the time to air it between the newscasts, so we're just going to hear the second and the fourth movements. And once the fourth movement starts, there's all this trouble. The music sounds very troubled. Beethoven is rehashing troubled themes that he's already had in the symphony. And then all of a sudden, the first words from the bass, just before the chorus starts interjecting with words, are, "Friends, not these sad sounds. Let's have some joy." And then the bass begins singing Schilling's Ode to Joy. Let's hear it now. It's the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra and chorus. It's all led by Sir Colin Davis. The second and the fourth movements of Beethoven's Ode to Joy on KPR. Let the man who has had the fortune to be a helper to his friend and the man who has won a noble partner join in our chorus of jubilation. Even if he holds but one soul as his own in all the world's creatures draw draughts of joy from nature. Both the just and the unjust follow in her gentle footsteps. She gave us kisses and wine and a friend loyal unto death. She gave the joy of life to the lowliest and to the angels. Joyous as his sons speed through the glorious order of heaven, hasten, brothers, on your way, exultant as a knight victorious. Just some of the words from Schilling's Ode to Joy, set to music by Ludwig van Beethoven. We've just heard the second and the fourth movements of his ninth symphony. It was Sir Colin Davis and the Bavarian Radio Symphony and Chorus, and the soloists were Helen Donat, Trudeliza Schmidt, Klaus Koenig, and the bass was Simon Estes. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, support for which, otherwise than coming from you, comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including The Temptations, Straight No Chaser, and the Simon and Garfunkel Story. Details are at lead.ku.edu. And from the Free State Festival, presenting drummer, composer, and producer Mikaya Craven, and a genre-defying performance of jazz and 21st century folk, today, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org. KPR is available to you because of member support. Help sustain the station by becoming a sustaining member. You'll help us meet a $25,000 challenge in this last week of our fiscal year. Contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you so much. Bruno Walter and the Columbia Symphony Orchestra for the Emperor Waltzes by Johann Strauss Jr. here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just a few minutes after the news, we'll hear June from The Seasons by Tchaikovsky, and then a great Mozart double concerto for violin and viola. Remember, tonight at the Sunflower Music Festival, an excellent Mozart double concerto for flute and harp. That starts at 7:30. It's a free orchestral concert tonight, sunflowermusicfestival.org. And also, in about an hour, we'll be hearing the closing chords of Mars, the Bringer of War from The Planets, as done by the organist Olivier Latrie and a percussion ensemble in the Winds of Vienna. All kinds of reasons to keep it here on KPR for more great classical music coming up here on Kansas Public Radio.
Health is crucial. And right now you'll get a KPR enamel pin when you donate $7 per month or more. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org.
And thank you so much to Sarah Denning of Lawrence, to Carl Landis of Grantville, and thank you for the very kind note, Carl, and also to Richard Givens. Thank you so much for contributing now to this. Well, it's the end of the fiscal year this week, and we'd like to end it with black ink, not red ink. Please contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, building homes and community through new construction and home repair in Riley, Gary, and Pottawatomie counties, while operating a ReStore in Manhattan. Details at HabitatFlintHills.org. This is KPR.
Live from Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. It's 11:04. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, kansaspublicradio.org. A Barcarolle That was June from The Seasons by Tchaikovsky with Yefim Bronfman at the piano. Next, we'll hear music for violin, viola, and orchestra, plus a flute and bassoon duo and Mars the Bringer of War featuring Olivier Letry, organist. Today should be mostly sunny with a high near 88, and tonight 67, and tomorrow, Thursday, has a 30% chance for showers in the morning. Mainly, well, between about noon and 2 p.m., otherwise tomorrow should be partly sunny, with a high of 85. Thursday night, 60% chance of rain, 40% for Friday, 60% for Friday night, and a few chances throughout the weekend, especially Saturday and Saturday night for some rain. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, and right now, during KPR's Quiet Drive. A group of KPR members, including Deb and Alan Parmet, Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger, and Leo and Joy Schell, are matching all pledges, dollar for dollar. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your donation will be matched. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio also comes from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here's Anna-Sophie Mutter, violinist, with Yuri Bashmet, violist, and the London Philharmonic Orchestra, and Anna-Sophie Mutter is directing it all. The Mozart E-flat Sinfonia Concertante. It's kind of a violin and viola concerto on KPR. The Sinfonia Concertante in E-flat for violin and viola, kind of a violin and viola concerto by Mozart with Anna-Sophie Mutter. She was directing the London Philharmonic Orchestra as she played the violin with violist Yuri Bashmet. Next, some Baroque music for flute and bassoon together, and a new kind of version of Mars the Bringer of War, one of the planets. It'll be for wind ensemble, organ, and percussion. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU. 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You know, we all procrastinate. We're humans, after all. If you've been sitting on the sideline as a listener, but not as a member, well, now is really the time to make your contribution count. KPR is coming to the end of its fiscal year, and we need your support to end it in a positive way, in a strong financial position. Please make a contribution today at kansaspublicradio.org, and you'll also have your gift matched. Updated forecast, finally, is just about the same as it was. No major changes. The rest of today staying mostly sunny, and it's only 80 degrees, gee, on the way up to about 88, 67 for a low, and tomorrow with a 30% chance for showers, maybe between noon and 2 o'clock tomorrow. Tomorrow's high should just be about 85 degrees. Here's Zachow, Friedrich Wilhelm Zachow, a piece for flute and bassoon together on KPR. With Laszlo Hara, bassoonist, and Gyula Chendri, flutist, that was a trio. That was by Friedrich Wilhelm Zachow on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. This June, this week, a group of listeners has provided a $25,000 challenge to match every pledge made right now. Help us meet this match by contributing at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you so much for supporting classical music on local public radio. Support also comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer, live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. It's about 9 minutes before 12 noon. Jeff Watson's in, as usual, with music from noon to 3 here on KPR. Here is organist Olivier Latrie, Anton Mittermeier, percussion, and the Winds of Vienna. Let's listen to their version of Mars, the First Planet, by Gustav Holst on KPR. That's Gustav Holst describing the terrors and horrors of war in Mars, the bringer of war, the first planet. A lot of people think he wrote that to describe the horrors that were going on in World War I. He actually wrote it just before World War I, when he wrote his planet suite. And luckily the one that follows is Venus, the bringer of peace. The Vienna Winds, Olivier Latrie, organist, and Anton Mittermeier, head of the percussion ensemble there, in a Deutsche Grammophon recording of Mars by Holst. Thank you so much for supporting classical music on the radio. You know the importance. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Hi. .org. And thanks.
We've raised at least $7,000 yesterday and today, thanks to you. Thank you for making a chunk out of that challenge. We still have about $17,000 in matching funds. We'd love to hear from you now at kansaspublicradio.org. Or if a phone call is more convenient, 888-577-5268. We started in 1952 as just KANU, and KANU HD1 was added to Lawrence 91.5 FM, and through the years we've added these stations to carry the same product, KANH and KANH HD1 for Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3, they're all Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR.